Up in the Rocky Mountains, where the peaks seem to touch the heavens, sits the Stanley Hotel, a place where history and haunting intertwine. Perched on the edge of Estes Park, this grand old resort isn't just known for its luxury, but for the ghostly tales that echo through its halls. Built by Freeland Oscar Stanley, the man behind the Stanley Steamer, the hotel later inspired Stephen King's The Shining, and became a haven for paranormal activity. From the eerie happenings in Room 217 to ghostly piano tunes in the dead of night, the Stanley's reputation for the unexplained is as strong as its history. Whether it's ghost hunters exploring the haunted tunnels or visitors drawn by the view, the Stanley Hotel remains a place where past and present collide. And the supernatural waits just out of sight. Welcome to Kentucky Melodies, America's Scariest Stories, where we bring you ghostly legends, spooky haints, and bone-chilling tales from all over this great land. These stories will have you looking over your shoulder all night. So pull up a chair, dim them lights, and let's dive into the eerie and unexplained. Now, let me tell y'all about a man who weren't content to just sit back and let life happen. Freeland Oscar Stanley. This feller wasn't just any old dreamer. He was the kind who turned his visions into real, touchable things. Known far and wide for co-creating the Stanley Steamer automobile, Stanley had a knack for taking ideas and making them roar to life. But back in 1903, his path took a sharp, dark turn. He came down with tuberculosis, a disease that was mighty often a death sentence in those days. Doctors told him, plain as day, that if he wanted to keep breathing, he best head to the mountains where the air was crisp and clean. Stanley made his way to Estes Park, Colorado, a place that weren't nothing more than a patch of wild wilderness at the time. The valley was rugged and untamed, with jagged peaks rising up like guardians watching over the land. For most folks, it was a land too harsh to settle, but for Stanley, it was a breath of fresh air in more ways than one. That mountain air seemed to work miracles, pulling him back from the brink of death. Within just a few months, he weren't just surviving, he was thriving. But Stanley wasn't the kind to just sit still, no sir. He started looking around and seeing something nobody else seemed to, potential. Where others saw isolation, Stanley saw opportunity. He imagined a place where folks could escape the chaos of city life, breathe deep of that mountain air, and experience something grand. His mind was alight with the idea of transforming Estes Park into a world-class destination. He weren't just dreaming, he was planning. Stanley poured his fortune and know-how into building what had become the Stanley Hotel. By 1909, that dream was a reality. Standing tall with its colonial revival design, the hotel gleamed like a jewel against the rugged backdrop of the Rockies. It weren't just pretty, neither. It was modern. Stanley brought in electricity, telephones, and every luxury a city slicker could want. And get this, he even had a fleet of his Stanley Steamer cars ready to whisk guests up the mountain roads, showing off not just his resort, but his pride and joy on wheels. What Stanley built wasn't just a hotel. It was a marvel, an oasis of refinement in a place where nature still reigned supreme. Folks who stayed there felt like they were stepping into another world, one where elegance and the wild existed side by side. And it was all thanks to the vision and grit of one man who refused to give up, even when life tried to take him down. Now, let me take y'all back to the roots of Estes Valley, a place steeped in history as much as it's bathed in natural beauty. This here stretch of Colorado land, where the Stanley Hotel now stands, owes its name to a man named Joel Estes. He weren't no stranger to taking risks or setting out on bold adventures. Originally from Kentucky, Estes was the kind of feller who looked at the wild frontier and saw promise, not peril. In 1859, Joel packed up his kin and headed west, drawn to this rugged valley by the lure of its fertile meadows and the abundance of game roaming the land. To a cattleman like him, it must have looked like paradise, a place where a man could carve out a life with his own two hands. He built a homestead smack dab in the heart of the valley, planting roots in a land that was as wild as it was beautiful. The Estes family quickly grew attached to the place, their days filled with the kind of hard work and simple pleasures that define a life close to nature. But life out there wasn't easy, and Joel Estes eventually decided to move on. Even so, his name stayed behind, etched into the land he'd come to love. As more folks made their way to this part of Colorado, drawn by the same beauty that had captured Joel's heart, they started calling it Estes Park. Over time, the name stuck, and the valley began to take on a reputation of its own. By the late 1800s, Estes Valley was no longer just a rugged frontier. It had become a sanctuary for those seeking the healing powers of nature. Word spread about the clean mountain air, the stunning vistas, and the sense of peace that seemed to settle over anyone lucky enough to set foot there. Travelers, health seekers, and dreamers alike made their way to the valley, paving the way for the grandeur that Freeland Oscar Stanley would later envision. So, when Stanley arrived with his big dreams and grand plans, the stage was already set. Estes Valley, named for a Kentucky cattleman with a pioneer spirit, had grown into a gateway to the Rockies, a place where the rugged met the refined, and where folks could find not just beauty, but also a sense of wonder. Now, for all its splendor and fine trimmings, the Stanley Hotel has always had a shadow hanging over it, a darker side that made folks shiver, even as they marveled at its grandeur. It didn't take long for tales of ghostly goings-on to take root, and as the years passed, them whispers grew louder. Before long, the Stanley had earned itself a reputation as one of the most haunted places in America. Let's start with room 217. Now, this ain't just any old room. It's a suite steeped in mystery. Back in 1911, a housekeeper by the name of Elizabeth Wilson was lighting lamps when a gas leak caused a powerful explosion. She survived, thank the heavens, but folks say her spirit never truly left. Guests staying in room 217 have shared all manner of strange stories. Lights flickering, their luggage mysteriously unpacked, and even feeling a gentle tug on the bed covers like someone was tucking them in. Some reckon it's Elizabeth herself, still tending to the room as if it were her duty in life and beyond. Then there's the concert hall, Freeland Stanley's gift to his beloved wife, Flora. She was a pianist, a real talent on the ivory keys, and her love for music seemed to echo far beyond her lifetime. Guests and staff alike have reported hearing the soft melodic notes of a piano drifting through the air late at night. But when they peek inside, the hall's empty, nothing but moonlight and silence. It's as if Flora's spirit keeps playing, her music refusing to fade away, even in the stillness of eternity. And let me tell you about the grand staircase. It's a sight to behold, an elegant sweep of polished wood that seems to invite you to linger. But there's something else about it, something eerie. Shadowy figures have been spotted near the steps, just standing there before disappearing into thin air. Folks who've snapped photos near the staircase sometimes find strange lights or ghostly faces captured in the background. It's like the past is just waiting, hovering there in the shadows, ready to make itself known. Now, if you've got the gumption to wander up to the fourth floor, you might hear something that'll send a chill straight down to your boots. That part of the hotel used to be a dormitory for children and their caretakers, and it seems the echoes of those days ain't quite faded. Laughter, soft, playful, but unmistakably otherworldly, can be heard floating through the halls. Some guests have claimed to hear the thud of a ball bouncing or the patter of little feet running down the corridor. The strange part? When they peek out to see what's going on, there's nothing there but the quiet hum of the old hotel. The Stanley ain't just a place to lay your head. It's a portal to the past, a home to memories and spirits that refuse to be forgotten. Every creak of the floorboards, every shadow that flickers in the corner of your eye, feels like a whisper from something just beyond the veil, reminding you that at the Stanley Hotel, history is alive, and sometimes it might even say hello. The Stanley Hotel's ghostly reputation truly stepped into the spotlight after a spine-chilling visit from the one and only Stephen King back in 1974. Now, at the time, King was already a name in the literary world, but he was hunting for something fresh, something that had sent shivers down spines and lodge itself deep in folks' minds. He and his wife, Tabitha, landed at the Stanley on the last day of the season, when the hotel was all but deserted. Imagine it, this grand, sprawling place, empty, but for the Kings and the faint echoes of its past. King himself later admitted there was something eerie about the place, something that seemed to seep into every corner. The emptiness magnified the creaks and whispers of the old hotel, making every shadow seem alive. That night, the couple stayed in room 217. Yes, the room 217, already steeped in its own legends of spectral housekeepers and mysterious happenings. As King drifted off to sleep, the quiet turned into something darker. He had a vivid, terrifying dream. His young son was running through the hotel's endless corridors, pursued by a malevolent force that seemed to seep from the very walls. The vision was so real, so horrifying, that it jolted King awake. He later described sitting bolt upright in bed, his heart hammering, and knowing he couldn't shake what he'd seen. Rather than trying to sleep again, he sat at the desk in room 217, his mind racing. By the time dawn broke, he'd sketched out the bones of a story that had become one of the most iconic works in horror literature, The Shining. The Stanley, with its haunting mix of elegance and foreboding, transformed into the Overlook Hotel, a place where the walls themselves seemed to hold dark secrets. Now, while Stanley Kubrick's 1980 film adaptation of The Shining was filmed elsewhere, the Stanley Hotel didn't shy away from its newfound fame. In fact, it embraced its connection to King's chilling tale, becoming a beacon for fans of the book and movie alike. Visitors flocked to the Stanley, not just to soak in its beauty, but to walk the halls that inspired a master of horror. Some say the hotel even seems to hum with a certain energy, as if it remembers the night that Stephen King turned its ghostly whispers into a story that would haunt readers for generations. Years after Stephen King's eerie stay put the Stanley Hotel on the map, another brush with the paranormal added to its mystique. This time, it was Hollywood's turn to encounter the unexplained. In the early 1990s, none other than Jim Carrey, a man known for his larger-than-life humor, found himself at the center of a chilling tale while filming Dumb and Dumber. Carrey, with his trademark curiosity, requested to stay in the infamous Room 217, already legendary for its ghostly activity. Perhaps he thought the stories were just part of the hotel's charm, a bit of spooky folklore to laugh off. But what unfolded that night would leave even the fearless comedian shaken to his core. In the dead of night, something happened. What it was, Carrie has never fully revealed. All that's known is that he fled the room abruptly, leaving behind his belongings and bolting down the dimly lit halls of the Stanley. He checked into another hotel and refused to return to the property, adamantly avoiding room 217 or any mention of it thereafter. The actor's refusal to discuss the incident has only deepened the mystery. What could unnerve someone as bold and vibrant as Jim Carrey to such an extent? Was it the legendary Elizabeth Wilson tidying up one last time? Or was it something darker, something that defied explanation? To this day, Carrie's unexplained flight adds another chapter to the Stanley Hotel's haunted lore, leaving fans and ghost hunters alike to speculate on what really happened in room 217 on that fateful night. The Stanley Hotel still holds its place as a beacon for those seeking encounters with the unexplained. Paranormal enthusiasts armed with every gadget under the sun, cameras that see in the dark, recorders that pick up whispers from the beyond, and fancy heat-detecting gadgets flock to its grand halls. And it ain't just for show. Many of them leave claiming they've captured something real. Unsettling sounds caught on tape, figures flickering at the edge of their vision, or sudden chills that make the hair on your arm stand up like they're listening for something. Guests ain't shy about sharing their own bone-chilling experiences either. Beds shaking as if something unseen is trying to rouse you from your sleep. Disembodied whispers that seem to call your name from just over your shoulder. Shadows that move where no shadows ought to be, disappearing the moment you turn to catch them. For them brave enough to look the supernatural in the eye, the Stanley offers ghost tours that take folks right into the thick of its haunting history. Guides spin tales of the unexplainable while leading visitors through the most active spots in the hotel. Every creak of the floorboards, every flicker of light, feels like it could be something or someone reaching out from the past. Beneath the hotel lies a network of tunnels, carved into the rock back when the Stanley was first built. They were meant to let the staff move about unseen, maintaining the illusion of effortless luxury. But nowadays, them tunnels have a reputation all their own. Visitors speak of feeling an icy chill as they walk through, hearing faint, ghostly noises that can't be explained. Some even swear they feel eyes watching them from the shadows, as if the tunnels themselves are alive with the secrets of those who passed through long ago. The Stanley ain't just a place to rest your head. It's a doorway to a world where the past refuses to let go, lingering in the cracks and corners, waiting to remind you it's still there. If you've got the nerve, step inside. But don't say you weren't warned. The Stanley Hotel rises high in the Rocky Mountains, a testament to vision, craftsmanship, and the tantalizing pull of the unknown. Its grand halls breathe with stories, its walls hum with whispers of days gone by, and its rooms carry the weight of countless memories, some full of wonder, others chilled with fear. Here, history and mystery weave together like the twisting trails through the mountains, creating a place where the veil between the past and present feels mighty thin. Whether it's the jaw-dropping views that steal your breath, the rich legacy of a man's ambition that sparks your imagination, or the thrill of searching for what can't quite be explained, the Stanley Hotel invites you into a world where every moment is touched by something unforgettable. So, what do y'all think about the Stanley Hotel and its bone-chilling history? Do you reckon there's truth to all them ghostly tales, Or is it just folks' imaginations running wild? And what about Stephen King's inspiration for The Shining? Have you ever watched the movie or read the book? If you have, what gave you the biggest goosebumps? We'd love to hear your thoughts, theories, and even your own spooky stories. So don't be shy. Drop a comment below and join the conversation. Now, if you're craving more tales that'll send shivers down your spine, we've got plenty more where this came from. There's no telling what shadows we'll uncover next. Go on, hit that subscribe button and be sure to come back soon. Just remember, when the lights dim and the air turns cold, you'll know it's time for another story. We'll be waiting, if you're brave enough to return.